Good morning.
Good morning.
We've been talking about the midah, the hanhagah, the quality, the thought process of tzipisa Yeshua, longing for geula, longing for salvation. It comes with two concepts in it. One is longing, that I'm actually feeling like this is something that I've not just hoping for, that I'm dreaming of. Like Milstein said in the month of Nisan specifically that we're in right now, it's. If you said from the Chavetz Chaim, that it's 50-50. It's a reality. But there's an additional point that I have to long for it. I need it to happen. I'm longing for that thing to happen. I can't survive without happening. And then there's Yeshua. What is the thing that I'm waiting to happen? Is to be saved. Mashkiach of Lakewood, Rav Matzio Salman, Zecher Tzadikosh Levracha, used to say that we are living in an Eis Tzara. We are living in an Eis Tzara. A time of great pain and great difficulty. What does that mean? There are so many things that you can get now that you could not get even 1 year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when I was born 100 years ago. Certainly there are things that you can get now so easily available. Life is so simple and so sweet, isn't it? Every delicious food that you want to get is available. The Jewish people are rich. Beyond their wildest imaginations. Yeshivas are bigger than ever, than they ever were before. And Ashreinu Matev Chalkin, we get to live in a time where the yeshivas are bigger than ever. What does it mean that there's an Eis Tzara, that we're living at a time of difficulty? He said it's a constant time of difficulty. My Rebbe, you should live and be well, Rebbe Shurkin Shlita, he often says from the Rambam, and he says that the halacha is that you light the menorah on Hanukkah. Of course, you have to light your menorah by the door. But the Rambam says that when it's a time of great difficulty, anti-Semitism, you light it indoors. My Rabbi says that since the Korban, but we're in a time of difficulty now. And therefore, he lights his menorah indoors. What does it mean that we're living in a time of difficulty? If you think about it, our Jewish people right now, for sure, we're the happiest people in the world. But are Jewish people living happy, positive, and fulfilling lives right now? Are the divorce rates through the roof? Are people obsessed with their phones now more than they ever were? Imagine that. A person cannot separate from his phone even for a second. There are people, chasra, not in this yeshiva, but there are people in other yeshivas that because, even you have to give in your phone, public school now. They're making laws. 17 states have laws that you have to give in your phone before you go to school. But there are kids in certain yeshivas that they cannot give up their phone even for a second. They will go out and spend money and buy a second, a third, fourth phone just to be able not to be disconnected from their phone. I daven sometimes that they should be zeicha to have a marriage like that where they would never, ever want to be so far away from their wife even for a second. Of course, a person has to go out and have a job and a lot of different things. But they should feel that connection. I doubt that I should feel the connection like that between myself and Hashem. That Hashem, no place I can ever go into would I ever replace you. I would get a million Hashem connections before ever giving up one connection. But the fulfillment of life, the scary fact that the Jewish people are in an Eis Tzara. When we daven for Mashiach, we daven we should be safe from everything. I'll say one final thought. There were three boys that were kidnapped in Eretz Yisrael a number of years ago. And everyone is davening, Hashem, please save us from Hamas. Please save us from Hamas. Mashkiach Aleichu got up and he said, everyone's saying, please save us from Hamas, Hamas. We're davening that Mashiach should come. And when Mashiach comes, Hashem will save us from everything. It's a piece of the Yeshua. We should long for salvation. We should long for it. And we should realize we need to be saved. Be'ezer Hashem, Yisbarach. Shemoy, have a wonderful day.